Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
I want to personally welcome everybody to a mystic edition of Saturday AM Live. It is sunny once again in Portland. This is two Saturdays in a row. This is a rarity. I think it's a miracle. I've always believed that there is a God, and he's looking down on us in the Northwest, and I know that our guest right now is in Spokane, Washington, also enjoying some beautiful weather. And those of you who are new to Saturday AM Live, I want to welcome you. There's been quite a bit of hysteria this morning already. We've had people calling in for the last 3 hours trying to get on the line. So this is a good thing. And again, just want to welcome everybody. Here's the format for today, just so you guys know what's going on. I would encourage you to grab a paper and pen, a piece of paper, pen, cardboard, Crayola crayon, you know, chunk of coal, something. If you're outside walking the dogs, you maybe can find a piece of chalk from a neighborhood kid to write some notes down on the pavement. You're going to want to just have something to jot some stuff down, because our minds can only remember so much. So that being said, we're going to jump on into things. Dave, I still have you, correct?
Correct. I'm still here, Vance.
Oh, wonderful. Well, for those of you who have never had the opportunity to hear Mr. Dave Balzer, as we call him in the email internet world, Dr. Balzer, the guru of technology, the master of manipulating what should be acceptable to give us the most incredible wellness products, to search the world over and bring them to Nikan's doorfront and allow us as wellness consultants the opportunity to use them and to share them. For those of you who have never had the opportunity to hear Dave in person or hear him on a conference call or on a WebEx, you're in for a treat today. And for those of us who have, we're in for, well, an extra bonus treat, because we know what we're about to experience. Dave, tell us a little bit about, for those of us who have never had the opportunity to be exposed to, a little bit about your background, and then what brought you to Nikan. And I know all this because I've asked you before, but it bears repeating. Because it kind of sets the benchmark and establishes your credentials of why you can speak with authority, especially on the topic we're going to be focused on today, the water that we need to consume, and specifically Nikan's new sports Pymag water bottle.
Okay, Vance. I guess I should start by saying that my association with Nikan, either as a consultant or as an employee, spans more than 19 years. So it's been a very long, productive, and to me, exciting association between the two of us. My undergraduate degree is in chemistry, so that gives me some of the ammunition that I need to be able to contribute to the development of products like the water filtration systems. After I graduated, I spent 8 years at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, California, doing chemistry and working in the Division of Biology. I then got my MBA in marketing, which I suppose allows me to take umbrage at you telling me that I'm not as attractive as Johnny Depp, but it's something I'm going to have to listen to.
I had to take that jab, because you're definitely more witty than he is. And again, for those of you who don't understand the concept of dry sarcasm, you may want to hang up now. No, but Dave, you mentioned a background in chemistry, which I definitely know yields the credibility to this conversation. Let's, if we can, because I know that our history, you and I, exact same time, our tenure with Nikan, 19 years, is exactly the same. There have been quite a few remarkable breakthroughs, not so much with Nikan's products in the broad sense, but specifically in the arena of water. Can we focus in on that? Because I've got a list of questions that people have texted to me, that people have emailed to me, that people have asked in person. Why is water such a big deal?
Okay.
That opens up a floodgate of questions, no pun intended. But why is it such a big deal in our culture, in the world today?
fundamentally, we cannot exist, life cannot exist without water. And what we've done, what we've been engaged in, wittingly or unwittingly, over the last 50 years, is to systematically pollute the water that's out there. So in most cases, we have two challenges with water. One is short-term, and that is to make sure that the microbes or the bugs that would get us sick, that would make us ill immediately upon drinking the tap water, are taken care of. And we do that with pesticides. In most cases, the pesticide being used, at least in North America, is chlorine. But in many cases, and it's increasing particularly in the Northwest and in Canada, they're using chloramine, which is a derivative of chlorine. It's the amino version of chlorine. And the reason that they use those chemicals is to kill the bugs, to kill the pathogens, to kill the bacteria and the viruses that may be in the water so that you don't have a short-term challenge with polluted water. What they can't do, and I say they, what the municipalities can't do because of the cost, is to go ahead and filter out the remaining, the residual chlorine or chloramine that's left after it's done its job as a pesticide. They just leave it in there. It's bad enough that we have to drink the free chlorine or chloramine that's in the water, but when you chlorinate water, if there are organics in there, they will become chlorinated. And chlorinated organics, by and large, are very disastrous for your health. They can be carcinogenic, they can be mutagenic, and that doesn't even get into the heavy metal contaminants that are in there, as well as other kinds of pharmaceuticals. So what we're looking for is a way to get back to nature. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel here. What we're doing is we're saying going back to water the way it was meant to be consumed when the earth was pristine, and that means water that's free from contaminants and that has a slight amount of minerals in it for balance. In this case, the minerals would be calcium and magnesium. Is that too long an answer?
No, that's exactly. I wanted to establish a benchmark because there are people out there that will say, you know, water's water. If it comes out of the tap, it's safe. We should be drinking. It's not going to harm us. It's not going to have any disastrous side effects. And, you know, for $4.76, I went down to Walmart and picked up a little, you know, pH/chlorine test kit, and on any given day, I can test the water coming out of our, you know, city municipality, out of our faucet, and it's off the chart. And I've had friends tell me, when I've asked them to explain, you know, what does that mean when it's so deep in yellow in color? And one gentleman, a friend of ours, who is a certified pool technician in the state of Florida, said, you know, Vance, if that was a swimming pool with that much chlorine in it, I, in Florida, would have to basically quarantine that pool for 24 hours and not allow anybody to swim in it.
Sure.
This is the water that I'm drinking and then I'm bathing and I'm cooking with coming right out of my tap, the chlorine levels. And we live in a national scenic area. It's rural, not even in a big city. And so if our local, you know, water guys, who are all certified, but if they are dumping that much chlorine into it, just the chlorine alone. That's why I think, to answer your question, it's not too long of an answer. We're dealing with something here that it's pretty serious, and I've read studies all over that, and we're not alone here.
You know Jim Buse from up in Calgary.
Dr. Jim Buse, yes. We've had him on the call before.
I talked to Dr. Buse a couple of years ago, and he absolutely shocked me by telling me that it doesn't really matter where you live. And here I am in Spokane, which is kind of wide open. It's hunting and fishing country. There's beautiful mountains. It's a really, really nice area, just as Portland is. And you would think that, all right, they're adding some chlorine to my municipal water, but other than that, it should be pretty clean. And it really couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, Dr. Buse shocked me by telling me that they have found synthetic estrogens in the water up in Alaska, which means that synthetic estrogens, as most of you know, can only come from one place. These are estrogens that are made in the lab that are put into the pill, which is the birth control pill. Because they're synthetic, they're much more robust than natural estrogens, which means they survive being excreted, make it back into the water system, survive, and percolate all over the world. So we've got pharmaceuticals, we've got synthetic estrogens, we've got all kinds of contaminants that were never meant to be in the water that are essentially diffusing and making it all over the world. So it almost doesn't matter where you live. You have challenges.
Well, and that's the big thing, because people will say, well, you know, we're on a well water. You know, we have a well, so our water's clean. It's pure. And yet Charlie Franklin, who is a water technician in the state of Virginia, has done numerous tests for the University of Virginia, and they couldn't figure out why so many different things were showing up in people's well water that shouldn't be in there, and that their well was, I mean, we're talking hundreds of yards away from any septic system, any, and their stuff coming into their well, because it finds the little, you know, underground springs and makes its way there. So I love the way that Charlie says it. He said, you know, when it comes to filtrating water, either you have an external unit or your body is that unit. So let's use Charlie's quote there and segue into the fact that Niken, what was it, 10, 12 years ago, I believe, introduced the counter unit. I think we had the shower filter before. That was the first product. But utilizing this technology called PIMAG technology. What is PIMAG technology?
This is a technology that was developed in Japan after observing exactly what kind of water, what the balance looks like from these pristine mountain streams in Japan, 30 years ago. And what they decided was that just having pure water, distilled water in this case, or RO water, can actually have a detrimental effect on your health, and this is pretty universal. This is pretty widely held. I remember talking to Dr. Naidu a couple years ago, and I was saying, Dr. Naidu, there's some thoughts out there that if you drink water that's absolutely pure water, just H2O, meaning pH balance 7, distilled water with nothing else in it, that it can be deleterious to your health. And Dr. Naidu looked at me, and he said, well, of course that's true, and you should know that if you drank nothing but distilled water for 2 or 3 days, you would throw your body into severe imbalance. So in developing the PIMAG water, in developing the PIMAG technology, we wanted to do was to take those, not only the purity of the water, but take those trace elements, those divalent cations. These are doubly charged ions that were found in the mountain streams, and making sure that we put them back in. And then the third thing that we wanted to do was to make sure that we had tried to get the water in a form, in a configuration that was the most bioavailable, which meant taking some of these large aggregates, taking some of these large clusters, and blasting them into much smaller associations so that they could be absorbed better.
That's a very, very technical. I think that, so some of us are going to have to go back and listen to the recording to catch that. And
that was too technical?
No,
okay.
For some of us, it's one of those things that explains. But I think what jumps out at me is you're changing what the water that's found in nature. We can't get it. We've already established that fact. So that's a given, because if we're on a well system and there's an enormous amount of sulfur that's coming in, or if we've got one of these expensive. And I've seen some of these units, and they cost thousands upon thousands of dollars, and then the maintenance fees every month even. I talked to a person the other day. They're spending $25 a month just to change a monthly filter. And so what Niken has given us, and this was several years ago with the counter unit, now we've advanced to several different types of units, which is what we're going to jump on into right quick here, is having it in a bottle form that's extremely portable. Is Niken has taken what we can't get unless we're dipping it out of a mountain stream that has nobody living anywhere above it.
Right. And you don't have a herd of cattle upstream.
Exactly. And we have in the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area, where my family has been privileged to live, we have some of those streams where there are no herd of cattle. I feel for people, for example, in the state of Louisiana, or in, you know, the lower part of the country where they're getting their water supply from rivers that have come through several states, and not just herds of cattle, but
yeah,
I mean, we don't, because it's all been recycled. I mean, it's all coming from someplace. So PIMAG.
Let me just summarize. PIMAG water cleans out the contaminants and transforms the water so that it's more bioavailable.
Yeah. Okay. That's what. Very simple. Very short, sweet, to the point. So we understand that this is the water of life. If we want to put the water that into our bodies to make our bodies function, this is what we need. So Nikan has now taken this concept, this PIMAG technology, and given it to us. And I'm looking at the, I talked to somebody yesterday who had no idea that there was a picture of this bottle in the latest Nikan Family Magazine,
right.
Living Well, with Didis Oyelas, a good friend of mine, on the cover, the beautiful Filipino gal. Page 8 in the magazine is a picture of the bottle, and we're calling it the PIMAG Sport Bottle. And this was a few years in the development. We had a bottle years ago, had several different types of bottles. Dave, would you be willing to answer the question? And you can say, no, I'm not going to answer that question. The bottle went away about three and a half, four years ago. What happened?
What happened was the company located in the U.S. that was manufacturing the bottle got themselves into financial straits, so that we had every intention of continuing with that bottle, ordered parts, had components, parts, and complete units on order, paid for those units, and couldn't get delivery.
Okay. So it had nothing to do with Nikan's, you know, decision to say, we don't want to be in the bottle business anymore. It had nothing to do with that.
No, absolutely not. And the hiatus between that bottle being phased out through no choice of our own and this bottle has been because, frankly speaking, we didn't want to come out with the same bottle. We wanted to come out with a product that had been improved. We wanted to come out with a bottle that incorporated the technological advances that we've seen since that bottle was first introduced until now. And in order to do that, we needed to partner with a viable and competent partner, manufacturing partner, in order to develop what clearly is heads and shoulders away above any kind of filtration bottle that you can get out there, and in most cases, any filtration system that you can get out there.
Okay, that answers a question that a dear friend Paul Briggs from Avon, Indianapolis, asked, and, you know, what's the difference? And you just said, comparison between even Nikan's water filtration units and this bottle, are they equal to, or?
Let me, what happened was I put together some PowerPoints, and your people there on the call can't hear them.
We can, but we can visualize, we can kind of picture it in our mind if
we
could.
Well, the first one, and this is going to be published, this is going to be available on the Nikan website, the PowerPoint, just as I have it here, just as I'm going to introduce it today, as you know, I'm going to a different venue. The tagline for the PIMAG sports bottle, which is what we're calling it, is clean, green, smart. And we resisted the temptation to steal from John Candy and Stripes and call it the clean, green, fighting machine. No, it's the clean, green, smart sports bottle. One of the reasons that it's exceedingly important to understand what's happening not only with contaminated water but also with how people are answering the question of, gee, I don't want to drink the tap water coming into my home. So they go out there and they buy disposable bottled water. And I'm sure you've seen whether it's, what did they put in my hotel room here? It's Aqua Panna. Not sure where that's from, but I think it gets grilled before they serve it. There are literally hundreds of them. There's Aquafina, there's all kinds of stuff. And the bottom line is the cost to our planet is extreme. We've got 28 billion throwaway plastic bottles used every year. That takes 17 million barrels of oil just to manufacture the bottles. That would fuel 100,000 cars for a year. And it also dumps 2,500,000 tons of CO2 into the atmosphere in order to do that production. So what we're doing with the sports bottle is giving you the most advanced technology. We're transforming or turning tap water into great-tasting PIMAG water, which is healthier, actually saves money if you're going to buy bottled water, and also contributes to the positive way. Should I keep going?
Yeah, no, because you're addressing several things here at once. You said 17, how many, 17 million?
17 million barrels of oil are used to manufacture just the plastic bottles.
And that's annually.
That's annual. This is all annual. First of all, you have the plastic itself, which is a petroleum distillate derivative. And then you have the energy that's necessary in order to power the manufacturing establishments to make the bottle. And as I said, in 1 year, you could fuel 100,000 cars for an entire year on that amount of oil. And to be honest with you, the 2,500,000 tons of CO2 released to the atmosphere during that production, I can't even calibrate that for you.
Yeah, no, and so we understand it. So a bottle that is bio-green, like Neekens, what makes that different? Why is that process different?
Well, we weren't really satisfied with, first of all, this is a reusable bottle, and it's unlike, you were asking me, how is it different? One of the things that's different is the bottle shell itself. The old bottle used standard low-density polyethylene, which is a very good plastic, and it's highly recyclable. We weren't satisfied with that. We also wanted to make it biodegradable as well as recyclable. Let's say you buy the sports bottle and you use it for 4 or 5 years, and you decide, okay, I've changed the filter a number of times, but now the bottle itself is getting scuffed up and grody, and I want to change that too. What's going to happen to this bottle? Well, if it's not recycled, it's going to end up in a landfill. And what we've done with the low-density polyethylene that makes up the bottle shell, or in this case the squeezable part of the bottle, is we've added what's called a bio-green material to it so that when the bottle is formed, it's integrated with this bio-green material, which makes it infinitely biodegradable when it enters the recycling, when it enters a landfill. What happens is the bacteria that are in the landfill that decompose the disposed waste that's in the landfill are able to utilize the bio-green material that's in the bottle and break it down in less than 60 days.
Less than 60 days?
Yes. Less than 60 days in a landfill, and the bottle will be completely gone.
Okay.
Now, on top of that, between the time that the last bottle was introduced and this bottle, people have become much more aware of contaminants that might be in plastic that would leach into the water. And, of course, we don't want that. So what we've done with the bio-green LDPE, or low-density polyethylene, is to make sure, absolutely sure, there are no BPAs, there are no phthalates, there are no leachables that can come out of, and this has been tested not by Neekens, but it's been tested by independent labs to make sure that nothing leachable comes out. As you know, Vance, the Europeans are much more strict about lots of these regulations than we are in the U.S. The U.S. is getting tighter, and the U.S. is getting tighter because the customers, like you and I, are aware and insist that these things be done. But the bottle's been fully tested by the European Union for leachables. These are components in the plastic or components in the building materials that could, in fact, be imparted into the water and have given it an absolute clean bill of health.
Okay. So we're not just talking about Neekens printing on the bottle. What we wanted to say, this has already been tested. This is not throw together here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, in fact, if people want to go, if they want to go to their search engine, and I'm loath to say Google, because Google's becoming a handle like Xerox. When people back in my era, when they said they wanted to photocopy something, they'd say, "I'm going to go make a couple of Xeroxes." and now people don't talk about using a search engine; they talk about Googling. So if you want to Google bio-green and plastic, go ahead and you can read about the development of this technology. You can read about how it works. You can read about how beneficial it is to the planet, and I think you'll find it pretty interesting.
So, bottom line, this is a premium bottle here that is unlike anything that's out there. This is not a milk jug. This is something that will deliver not only for our consumption the best water, but we can rest assured and sleep better at night, knowing that when we're done with this, that when we have filtered approximately 40 gallons or 160 uses through this bottle, when we pitch it, we know that 60 days, once it gets through the garbage system, it's going to be gone. And that's
going to be gone.
You know, that's a wonderful thing. So speaking of which, and I just mentioned some things that most people are scared. volunteering to write down. 40 gallons, 160 uses is what's been said that or suggested that that's about. And a lot of that is going to be very
200. Ill. It's 200 refills.
200 refills. Okay.
Yeah.
So and
which again for average use is 3 months or more.
Okay.
And I'm talking about somebody who carries this bottle with them all day and uses it a couple three times a day.
Okay. So two or three times a day filling it up, 200 uses. Yeah. Okay. So 3 or 4 months. And that's a big question. I've got Nancy Cosman from Cleveland, Ohio said, how do we know? Do we Paul and I were discussing this yesterday. Do we just, issue people, a Sharpie pen and just do little splash marks on the side of the bottle to know how many times? But that's a good way, a good gauge, that if you're drinking out of it solely, one of those avid water bottle people out there, and I am
right.
one, that's a good measuring, a good plumb line, that if you're using it for about 3 to 4 months, that's that much. It's time to change that filter. The filter is changeable. I'm going to go ahead and give the SKUs out while I'm looking at them here. And this, I'm assuming that this SKU that's printed in the magazine, is that for the individual bottle or is that for the six-pack, the introductory method?
I don't have the SKUs memorized, but I can tell you that it is available. There are three SKUs that I'm aware of now. There's the pack of six, where I guess you buy five, get one free. There's the SKU for the single bottle, and then there's a SKU for the replacement filters.
Okay. So we know that... Go ahead.
What we did, Vance, was we made sure that the printing, this is in terms of keeping up with your use, we made sure that we minimized the amount of printing that was on, and by the way, we used vegetable ink to do the printing on the outside. It's non-toxic ink. And we made sure we left enough space so that you could make tick marks on the outside of the bottle. That's a joke. Sorry.
Well, that's good. That's what Paul and I were talking about. We're going to get little Sharpies attached to a lanyard, and we're going to tie them to the bottle so that way the bicycle enthusiast, that put it right there, that so the lanyard and the Sharpie can get caught up in the spokes, and you'll have that retro... back when we were kids, that when we took a deck of cards and we'd attach them to the bar and the bike,
uh-huh.
So you have that pop, as you're cozying along. So the Sharpie will act at that, and then when you fill it up again, you can, I'm kidding, folks, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
So basically, getting back to the point, 200 uses, change the filter out. As you said, there's three different SKUs. Those will be available when the bottle's available on July 1st. We're looking at $180. Is what has been passed on to me for the six pack, buy five, get one free. So individually, retail amount of this bottle is going to be what? You don't even
think
know that. Okay.
I think I have to go back and look. I apologize for not tracking things like that.
No, that's okay. We got time. I just. If we do the quick math, $180 for a six-pack, that's $30 a piece, but that's the consultant price. That's not the retail price. So we really, as Lynn Dillman, Ron and Lynn in Redding, California, stated, they're just telling people that they're going to be around $40 to take care of the shipping and the tax, but that's the consultant price. Literally,
right.
I remember years ago when we bought them individually, the retail price was around $50, if I'm correct.
Right.
And that
right.
was, to use the phrase, this isn't your mama's cooking here. This is a whole different animal that we're dealing with here.
It's not a Me Too product. And let me just go through, Vance, some of the, you asked me about the contrast, this bottle versus the old bottle, the previous bottle. One of the key differences you just hit on, and that is that the filter in this one is replaceable. And it's easily replaceable. The filter in the last one was integral, so that when you exhausted the filter life, you essentially had to get a new bottle. So, the whole thing, not just a new filter. In this case, we've made the filter and the spout itself. It doesn't have that flaccid piece of straw coming out of the top. It has a rotatable spout that locks open and that locks closed, so that when you're pedaling on your bicycle and you reach down and pull up your sports bottle, you can go ahead and just flip the spout up easily and take a drink and then put it back, and it's not going to squeeze and get dirty and move all over the place. When you replace the filter, you also get, the filters are sold in two packs, and you also get two replaceable spouts. So if you feel like the stuff that you're drinking out of is getting grungy, you can just pop it off, and again, it's recyclable, and then pop the new one on.
Fantastic.
The filtration media itself, the of course, activated charcoal is the way to go. In this case, what we've done is we have a patent pending, this is U.S. patent as well as international patent pending, composite material that integrates not just activated charcoal, but also some zeolite and some other ion exchange resins that are compressed into a solid-state filter that gives more effective filtration. It not only does taste, odor, and aesthetics, which is what the first bottle did, but it also does class 3 particulates, it does chloramine, it does heavy metals, it does MTBE, and it does the volatile organic compounds, which I alluded to before, which includes pharmaceuticals and other things. So we're talking about not just meeting NSF standard 42 or the equivalent, but also meeting 42 and 53.
So in other words, and I like the way you said that all of this information that you're reading from this PowerPoint presentation
right.
will be available on the NECN website to go through, just to simply reaffirm for our own knowledge that, yes, this is the Cadillac of when it comes of vehicles. This is the bottle to be introducing to people who are knowledgeable about it. In other words, they're just not drinking water right out of the tap. Can I go back to something, Dave, that, again, this
sure.
is a question that's come up. We're presuming, and again, Lynn Dillman asked this, that the filter will take, if the lining starts to break down before we have changed that filter, three or four times, actually in the shell of the bottle, the filter will definitely take out anything that starts to break down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And then, you know, what we're doing here is, like, we've been asked if you can go ahead and use this in water systems that are unknown. For instance, there are people who are traveling all over the world this time of the year for vacations, and we also have people in parts of the world, in some cases our military, using water that is unknown. And what we're telling people is to carefully fill the bottle itself, the shell, with the water, drop in an appropriate iodine tablet or whatever it may be in order to sanitize the water, let that dissolve, let that do its thing in killing whatever microbes or viruses might be in there, and then filter it through the filter itself, because what will happen there is if it's chlorine that you're using, let's say you're using some bleach in order to sanitize the water to make it potable, or if you're using the iodine tablets, the taste of the chlorine or the taste of the iodine, which is really nasty, will be filtered out.
And I remember a gentleman of the past, Carl Palmer, who worked
yes.
with NECN closely with the original bottle, suggested
uh-huh.
the exact same thing, that if we use an iodine, something to kill that bacteria, this filter will definitely take it out. On that note, let's see, I'm trying to remember some of these questions and go back to... this filter, when we change it out, very easy to unscrew and screw back in, I'm guessing?
Well, we did it purposely, yes. We made it very easy to unscrew. It's threaded at the top. It has an interesting low-density polyethylene shell around it, which makes the flow in and around the filter much more productive, much more efficient. So, yeah, it just screws in and out. I mean, literally a child could do it.
Okay.
It's very, very simple. In fact, perhaps even you and I could do it, Dan.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. When you say that, I get nervous. I get scared having a 9-year-old and a 12-year-old who say, give me that, Daddy, and they jerk stuff out of my hands all the time. Said, let me do this. I can do this. And in 2 seconds, they've done something that I've been sitting there studying for 10, 20 minutes, and I'm completely confused. And that's after reading the manual. And so that's what we needed to know. When we take and utilize this, another question that's come up from many people, the original magnetote, our,
yes.
our magnetic tote that we slid our bottle into, this bottle slide right into that?
It will slide into that, and I think that makes a great carrying case, but I also want to point out that this particular new bottle, the sports bottle, has four neodymium magnets in the grip area. Did you know that?
I did not know that. And I knew that you were going to tell us that. So that's why I wanted to ask that question.
Yeah, there's a grip area that's meant to be, that's indented, that makes it easy for you to grab it again if you're on the go or you're carrying it or you got it in your bike and you want to pull it out. Just above that, there is a ring area that has four discrete cylindrical neodymium magnets at a powerful gauss of over 4,000 gauss that are located at the four points of the compass. And these are situated and have their polarity such that you get this crossfire of magnetic flux that the water passes through while it's being filtered. So that will do two things. That will increase the efficiency and the efficacy of the filtration process itself, and it will also help to break down those aggregates, break down those clusters. That's a patented approach. That is an approach, well, I say patented, that's patent applied for in the U.S. and internationally. Nobody else has that. Nobody else can have that.
So we're talking about, we look at the magnet charger that we use in our home. And what we've done with this bottle, what Nikan has done, is literally supercharging magnetically this water so that as it passes into our bodies, it is not only clean and pure and got all the benefits of PiMag technology, but it is literally supercharged magnetically to give our bodies that energy that we need.
Well, what we wanted to do, and again, when I talked before in general terms about PiMag water, using the magnetics in order to... You know how in the old days, and this is actually before my time, they used to deliver milk at the doorstep. And do you ever hear about that?
I've seen pictures, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like around the same time that I was on my way to college in a covered wagon, they were doing it. And what you would do is you would get the milk and you get the cream rising to the top. And because in those days they weren't homogenizing the milk, and what they do to homogenize it is they push the milk through a very very small nozzle at high pressure, and that blasts these big globs of fat, of milk fat, into very very small pieces so that it doesn't separate out. And you can think of the magnetic flux. You can think of the flux here whether you're passing water through it, whether it's an aquaphor at the end at the spigot or the sports bottle. By passing the water through a magnetic field, through magnetic flux that's positioned correctly, what you can do is you can take these large aggregates, these large clusters of water molecules, and break them up into much, much tinier bits. That makes it much more bioavailable for our bodies, but it also makes it easier and more effective for the filter to do its work in pulling out contaminants and adding these wonderful minerals.
Okay. So... You know, and going back to one of the questions that I asked earlier is that it definitely delivers the same, we can rest assured it delivers the same finished product as what's in our counter units, in the aquaphor units, and even in the shower head. And if people want to, they want to go on the cheap, and I don't mean that sarcastically, because there are people that this is what they're going to have to start with financially, just where they're at for their water consumption, and they can do it. And know that they're going to get the same finished product as somebody with a counter unit or an under counter unit that, you know, hooks up to the sink, but to get them started. And I love the fact that you said, you addressed the question of will it fit in the magnet tote, and I'm looking at the bottle going, you know, I don't know if I'd want to put it in anything just from a advertising perspective to let people see that this is different. This isn't something that's sold at REI or some local climbing,
yeah,
you know, sports shop, that this is something that is so uniquely different, and that you can see that from just holding the bottle or just looking at it at first glance. And I think from a marketing standpoint, it's brilliant because it's such a segue to show people, hey, this is. Let me show you why this is so different, and it's literally looking at the components of it. David, I didn't get the opportunity to ask the question about how many ounces can we take in this bottle at one time?
Let's see. I think that is, it has a 26-ounce capacity.
Okay.
So you can, there's a, we had a little problem with, when we were developing this with our, I don't want to say our friends in other countries, not necessarily figuring this thing out, but what we ended up doing, we ended up putting a fill line on there where it says, if there's a line that's printed on there which says FILL, which tells you where to fill it, because what we had done is we had given them instructions on where to fill it before we had that on there, and they misinterpreted what we had said, filled it up much more than that, and then, of course, when they put the filter and the cap inside, it spilled all over the desk, and they thought that that was an example of American humor.
See, and I was chuckling because I knew where you were going with that, because
yeah,
I live with a Chinese young lady, and quick story, you'll get a kick out of this. I'm staining our new addition to our deck the other night, and she comes out, and she sees me with the gallon of stain, the rag, the gloves on, and I just finished it, and she says, "Daddy, is that wet, or did you just stain it?" And I looked at her and I said, "Emily, can you please restate that question again? Because I don't think I understand the question." And I'm looking up at blue sky going, "Where would the wet come from?" If it, so anyway, sorry. And those of you who know me and that know Emily, you understand we get a lot of those questions. Dave, getting back to the bottle, and if we can tie a bow on this, because I know you've got to get to your presentation, and I know other people are on the line going, "Okay, enough is enough. Vance, we've had enough information."
Can I just say one more thing?
Absolutely.
Let me say one more thing, Vance, before
yes.
you wrap this up. As you know, we've been developing this for quite some time. We came up with a media, in this case a new PIMAG media, which is different from what we had in the previous bottle, and it's significantly different in that these are not small ceramic balls that have been impregnated with magnesium and calcium that leaches out or that elutes out over time. This is actually does a pH adjustment that is not just slightly more alkaline. This adjusts the pH in the range of 8.5 to 9.5, and when you use your pool chemistry kit, you can test that and you can see exactly what's going on. But on top of that, what it does is it also adjusts the redox value. This is the reduction oxidation value. It lowers it by approximately, and again, this will vary a little bit based on what's in your water, by about 200 millivolts. So we're creating ionized alkaline water, PIMAG water, that is really next generation PI. So what we're doing is we're making water with this bottle that competes head to head with what you'll see coming out of the systems that you see for $2,000 or $3,000 that make alkaline water. I think you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And those don't clean the water.
Those just create
alkaline ionized water, but they don't do much about cleaning the chlorine or cleaning out the heavy metals or the organics. So I'm done.
I'm looking.
You get the idea that I'm enthusiastic about this.
Yeah, I get the idea. And short of creating a buying frenzy, as my dear friend Steve Roberts says, on July 1st, I don't think we're going to be able to hold back people on July 1st, literally midnight on June 30th, you know, waiting for the clock to tick over, depending on what time zone you're in. It just says July in the magazine, so I'm assuming that July 1st we'll be able to order these. Is that correct?
I'm doing a kickoff. I'm actually doing the kickoff call on July 1.
You're doing a kickoff call on July 1, which is
right.
A Wednesday.
It's not going to be Dave Johnson. It's not going to be Larry Prophet. It's going to be me doing the kickoff call.
Fantastic.
And can you imagine why?
Let me ponder that for a bit here. So on July 1st, this will be a WebEx or will be a simple conference call?
You know, I think it'll be a WebEx. I like to do WebExes because I like to have things. First of all, I want to show people what the PowerPoints are going to look like that are going to be available immediately in order to educate on this product. So clearly, I'll ask Sarah to do a WebEx because then people will know what's there. They'll have something to look at while I'm going off on my tangents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think the bottom line is that the information for that will be coming via email, and if you're new to this whole format of getting on a conference call or getting on a WebEx or disseminating the information this way, just stay tuned to your emails or ask somebody else. Just kind of stay plugged in for the next few days, and we'll get it. But we'll assume that July 1 we'll have these. And, you know, folks, my encouragement to you between now and then, it is the 25th of July, so we've got, 5 days left this month. Take this picture that's in the magazine. We were talking about this yesterday with one of my dear wellness consultants here in Portland, Barb Wiley, and I said, just take the picture, photocopy it if you have to, or just show them the magazine and say, look, we're getting this. How many do you want? You know, it's that simple.
It will be. You know,
it will be
July 1.
It's one of those things that we've been waiting for a while, and utilize the media that we have there. One last thing, and then I'm going to let you get into your day, Dave. First of all, thank you for taking 45 minutes out of your schedule when you could be primping. And I know for some of us, as we get younger in age, that it takes a while. I was doing something last night that I discovered from you years ago when we were at, what's the Orange University in South Carolina? I think it's South Carolina. Jerry Hickson was the host of an event there, and I did Clemson University. We were finished for the day, and you had showed me something. I thought, you know, and I thought of that last night when I was doing it. I learned this technique from Dave. So thank you for your years of service to Nikan, for your contribution to us as wellness consultants to educate us. I really, really, and I know that everybody on the call really, really has benefited from what you've shared. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts. For that.
My friend, it's always a pleasure anytime you want me to come on. I wish you would give some serious consideration to changing the hour, but I know that that's what you do. So
you and our 12-year-old daughter, McKenna, completely 100% agree on that, because I'm standing in my backup office, which is the garage, because it's more soundproof than
right.
The office, which is next door to her bedroom, and I've heard her throw things at the wall, saying, Daddy, shut up, I can't sleep. She doesn't like the 7 a.m. time slot either. So on that note, folks, if you have somebody that has missed the call or you know that they would have benefited from what Dave has shared, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. Fully spelled out, SaturdayAMLive.com. That'll take you over to the website where you can catch the recording. Scroll down a little bit and just click in red where it says Interview with Dave Balzer. You'll be able to hear this. The playback for that will be up in a couple hours at best, or at worst. Steve Crowfoot's always wonderful to get those up. And if you want to join us, you've never joined us live before, you're listening to the recording, and you thought, man, these guys are good. I got to get more of that sarcasm every Saturday morning. The phone number to dial in is 218-548-1536. Again, 218-548-1536. And the code is simply 1536. So, Dave, thank you again so much. Appreciate it greatly. Have fun in Spokane. And guys, gals, take advantage of this information. Let's utilize it. Let's share it with other people. Let's build our businesses. And, you know, go spread the good news of Nikan. You guys have a great weekend. Thank you, Dave, again. And we'll look forward to talking to everybody next Saturday morning, same time, same number. And enjoy the sunshine, everyone. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye, man. Bye-bye.